Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
早上好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Thank the Lord through the practice of meditating on and memorizing Ephesians chapter 1 recently.
感谢神，借着让我来默念而且背诵以弗所书第一章。
The Lord has helped me to lift up my mind to think about the things above.
那神就帮助我，让我的心思意念可以被举起来在天上。
To have a heavenly vision of all the blessings that God has blessed us in Christ in the heavenly places.
就可以让我来思想神在基督里面赐给我们这一切属天的福气。
It is also like counting the riches of our heavenly bank account.
就像是我们在属灵里面来数一数我们账户里面的那些存款。
The more I count, the more I realize how rich I am.
那我数的越多，就越发现原来我这么的富有。
现在 let's us read some scriptures.
那现在让我们来读一些圣经。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 to 23.
以弗所书第一章的十八节到第二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1,
以弗所书第一章
verse 18,
第十八节。
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places,far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
以弗所书一章十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And then let's read Philippians chapter 2.
下面让我们来读腓立比书第二章
Verse 5 to 11
第五到第十一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man.And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服。以至于死，且死在十字架上，所以神将他升为至高。
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。Let's
bow our head for a word of prayer.
让我们低头有一些祷告。Dear
Lord, we humbly come before you with a reverent heart this morning.
亲爱的主啊，我们谦卑地来到你面前，带着敬畏的心。We
admit that without your revelation and enlightening, it is impossible for us to know you.
我们承认，如果你不来照明我们，不来启示的话，我们不可能知道你。Therefore,
may you please give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以我们求您将那 赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，
and enlighten the eyes of our heart and the eyes of our understanding that we may know you.
照明我们心里的眼睛，还有照明我们的悟性，让我们可以知道你。
Please also open our ears that we may hear your word and understand your heart desire.
而且打开我们的耳朵，让我们可以知道你心里那最深的渴望。
Our sincere prayer is in your precious name.
我们如此真诚的祷告，是奉你的宝贵的名。
You know, my heart is filled with gratitude for all these blessings are given us freely by grace.
你知道吗？我心里充满了感谢，因为所有这些天上属灵的福气都是白白的赐给我们的。
But for God, He had to pay an ultimate price.
但对神来讲，他要付那至高的代价。
It is hard to comprehend why God would choose us sinners as His inheritance, and why God Himself would become our endowment.
这是很难理解的事，就是神竟然拣选我们这些罪人成为他的产业，而且呢，他把他自己来赐给我们。
And letting us be a part and to know the mystery of His will, all these are too glorious.
而且让我们成为他那奥秘旨意的一部分，让我们可以明白这些都是不可理解的。
It is like, for us, it is like pieces of rotten wood becoming a masterpiece of artwork.
所以对我们来讲，就像那些朽木却成为一个杰作。
And the beggars becoming princes. What a grace!
或者一个乞丐却成了王子，这是何等的恩典！
That is why the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, used three what to describe this grace.
所以使徒保罗呢，在以弗所书第一章用了三个何等来描述这样的恩典。
What is the hope? What are the riches? What is the exceeding greatness of the or immeasurable greatness?
何等的指望，这基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，而且向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
In Chinese, what are means indescribable or too marvelous or too great.
在 那个中文里面讲到何等，就是说这是不可描述、不可思议的。
The hope of His calling is too great.
这样的恩召确实是太大。
The riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints is too marvelous.
而且他在圣徒中所得的基业，这个荣耀太丰富。
And the exceeding or the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe is beyond description.
而且他向我们这信的人所显的能力也是根本不可描述的，何等浩大。
He is worthy of all our praise and blessing.
他是配得我们所有的颂赞跟赞美。
A few weeks ago, our brother Philip mentioned here that the book of Ephesians, especially chapter 1, is very rich and condensed.
在几周以前，钟弟兄在这里跟我们分享过以弗所书第一章，说到里面的内容是非常的浓缩，而且是非常的丰富。
Every point can be a topic of a message, and there are an abundance and a multitude of messages can be spoken upon.
在这里面有许多的点，可以有很多的信息，里面是非常的丰富。
Today I would like to use Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 to 23 to share about his power.
所以今天我想用以弗所书第一章的第十八到二十三节来讲到他的能力。
In the prayer of our apostle Paul, there are three things we ought to know.
在保罗他的祷告里面有几件事我们要知道的。
Calling, inheritance, and power.
恩召，基业，还有能力。
Where the third thing is God's power, specifically that we ought to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us.
尤其这个第三点，能力，就是我们需要知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
It is through his point that the first two points, calling and inheritance, can become real in us.
是借着这第三点能力，才使前面这两点恩召跟基业对我们来讲成为实际。
This power to us is so subjective and can be experienced.
而这个能力对我们来讲是很主观，可以去经历的。
May the Lord enlighten the eyes of our understanding to see and know this immeasurable great power that worked in Christ in the past is also working in the church, which is his body today.
所以愿意神打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们知道这个曾经在耶稣基督身上所运行的大能大力，今天也运行在他的教会，运行在我们里面。
We ought to know and experience it so that we may become the manifestation of his glory on earth.
所以我们不但要知道，而且来经历，可以成为神在地上的一个彰显。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, please pay attention to two words, toward and believe.
在以弗所书第一章十九节，请大家注意看两个词，就是向，还有
相信。
相信。
God's power hath both a direction and an object to transmit and convey to.
所以神的这个能力不但有个方向，而且是一个可以传递的事情。
And that is those who believe. If you and I are those who believe, then this power of immeasurable greatness is transmitting and being conveyed toward us.
所以要借着信，如果人有信的话，那这个不可测夺的大能大力就可以在我们身上。
Do you remember in the book of Mark 5:25, when Jesus had his ministry on earth, there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years.
大家还记得吗？在马可福音十五章里面，第五章里面，
25节，
里面讲到有一个女人，她患了十二年的血漏，但耶稣来服侍她。
She came behind Jesus in the crowd and touched his garments.
然后她就在人群里面找到耶稣，并且摸耶稣的衣裳穗子。
For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well."
因为她心里面的意思是讲，我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up.
所以马上她那个血漏的源头就干了。
And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him.
然后耶稣顿时心里面就觉得有能力从他自己的身上出去。
And later he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
然后后来耶稣就对他讲，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安的回去吧。
Therefore his power is toward those who believe. As long as we believe, we will receive this power.
所以他的能力是向着信的人，只要我们信就可以得着这样的能力。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 22, we may see how immeasurable the greatness of this power is.
那在以弗所书第一章的二十跟二十一节，我们就可以来看到这个能力到底有多大。
Let's look at this power from four aspects.
所以让我们从四个方面来看这个能力。
Number one, you want to take notes, the power of resurrection.
如果记笔记的，大家现在可以记了。第一点。就是他复活的能力。
Number two, the power of ascension.
第二就是升天的能力。
Number three, the power to put all things under his feet.
第三就是使万有服的能力。
And number four, the power to give him to be head over all things to the church.
第四个能力就是使他为万有为教会做万有之首的能力。
Therefore, today's topic is the fourfold power. F-O-U-R-F-O-L-D-P-O-W-E-R. Fourfold power.
所以今天这个信息的题目就是四重的能力。
In each aspect, there is an underlined verb.
在每一个方面都有一个可以画重点线的动词。
Raised, seated, put, and gave.
就是复活、做，还有使万有服，还有就是给。
It was God the Father whose power raised him, seated him, put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head.Over all things.
是父神的能力让耶稣可以从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，而且将万有伏在他的脚下，又使他为教会做万有之首。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at the first point.
所以我们现在来看第一点。
The power that raised him from the dead according to chapter 1, verse 20, the middle part.
就是第一章二十节中间那里讲到使耶稣基督从死里复活的能力。
This power toward us who believe is nothing less than the power worked in Christ.
所以这样的复活的能力在我们信的人身上并不比当时在耶稣基督身上所运行的少。
The power that raised Christ from the dead made him overcome death, the grave, and the Hades.
当时在耶稣身上的这个能力，让他胜过了死，胜过了阴间，胜过这些权势。
还有坟墓啊，
还有坟墓。
And made him the beginning and the firstborn from the dead.
而且让他成为那首先从死里复活的。
We can experience the same power that raised Christ.From the dead, working in us today.
今天我们可以经历这个同样在基督里面让他从死里复活的能力。
We were dead in trespasses and sins. Our spirit was dead.
我们原来是死在过犯跟罪恶之中的，是这个我们的灵是死的。
We were separated from God.And without feeling when we sinned. In God's eyes, we were dead.
我们已经与神分别，所以在犯罪的时候没有感觉，在神的眼里我们就是一个死人。
But when we believe and receive the Lord, by his power, God made us alive together with Christ.
但是当我们接受他的那一天开始，这个能力就让神就让我们与基督在一起，在他里面
一同活过来，
一同活过来。
According to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5,
就是以弗所书的第二章第五节。
Then what? We shall not perish and have everlasting life.
所以我们就不至灭亡，反得永生。
Our spirit was made alive. Our fellowship with God was reinstalled.
当我们的灵苏醒过来，活过来的时候，就可以与神有交通。
This was our experience of the work and the salvation of His resurrected power when we first believe in the Lord.
这就是我们怎么样来经历他的工作。当我们刚相信他的时候，这个死里复活的能力就已经工作了。
As soon as we believe, our spirit became alive, and we don't know how great the power was that was used.
当我们信的那一刻开始，灵就活过来，我们真的是不知道这是何等的能力。
Imagine how great a power is needed to make a dead person alive.
那我们来想象一下，要何等的能力才能让一个死了的人活过来。
There is no one has such kind of power except God.
没有人有这样的能力，除非是神。
It is the same with the salvation of our spirit when we first believed.
所以这就是当初我们信的时候，我们灵活过来那样的能力。
With the blink of an eye,Through his resurrected power, our spirit was quickened, we were born again.
就在眨眼之间，借着他这个拯救的能力，我们的灵活过来了。
After we were saved, we are saved by grace, we can still experience this resurrected power from the dead.
当我们借着恩典得着救恩之后，每天还可以来经历这样的能力。
Not only daily, but moment by moment. And that is the salvation of our soul, especially in sufferings and the difficult situations.
不光是天天，而且是时时刻刻可以经历。这就是魂的救恩。这是我们
在 suffering and
在受苦里面与他一同受苦的时候来经历的。
Paul stated in Philippians 3:10-11 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.And the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在腓立比书3:10-11这么讲，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Therefore, God allows.Some difficult circumstances to come upon us.
所以神呢，现在允许我们的生活里面经历一些难处。
For they are to give us an opportunity to experience the work of His power of resurrection.
那就让我们有机会经历这个从死里复活的大能。
That we may be like Him.
然后我们可以像他。
And to bring Him glory through the fellowship with Christ's suffering.
而且借着与基督一同受苦，可以来
being conformed to his death and attaining of the resurrection.
所以我们效法他的死，或者也可以得以从死里复活。
If we have such kind of heavenly vision and a comprehension, we will be thankful for all the difficult circumstances.
如果我们有这样天上的属天的眼光。跟理解的话，那就会有一个不同的态度对待所遇见的困难。
But actually, we don't need to wait until facing difficulties to experience this power of being raised from the dead.
甚至其实我们不需要经历难处再来经历这从死里复活的大能。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 6, it says, "For to set your mind on the flesh is death, but to set your mind on the spirit." Is life and peace, according to English Standard Version.
在罗马书第八章第六节这么讲，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
体贴 here means set your mind on.
就是心要放在。
Because by default, our mode is set on flesh.
因为如果靠本性的话，我们的心是放在肉体里面。
Every day, every moment,We are facing a choice between the life and the death of our spiritual situation.
每一天每时每刻我们都要面对一个选择，就是属灵里面生死的选择。
If we choose to set our mind on the flesh, the result is death. We will feel restless.
如果我们是体贴肉体，把心放在肉体里，那结果就是死。
That's inside. You feel without rest.
在你的心里面你会觉得不安。
Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. If you are an enemy against God, of course, you will not be restful.
在罗马书第八章七节说，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。你与神为仇的时候，怎么可能有安息呢？
But if we choose to set our mind on the Spirit, and it will be pleasing to God, and the result will be life and peace.
但是如果你的选择是在灵里面来体贴圣灵的话，那你就要体验生命跟平安。
The key is where do you set your mind on?
所以这里的
It's on the flesh or on the spirit.
所以这里的关键就是你的心到底是摆在哪里。
If we set our mind on the spirit, the resurrected power of Christ will be toward you.
如果我们体贴圣灵的话，那这个复活的大能就是为着我们的。
And it will swallow up all the death conditions.
那这要吞灭一切这些死亡的光景。
What are the death conditions?
那死亡的光景是什么呢？
Include weakness, darkness, emptiness.
这里面包含有比如软弱、黑暗、虚空。
Sadness and bitterness.
悲痛跟苦毒。
Frequent anxiety, contentious, and restlessness.
是不停的焦虑，还有纷争，还有就是那不安。
On the other hand, it will bring you life and peace, just the opposite of the condition of death.
但另外一方面，这个生命的光景就是与这些相反的。
Namely, strength, brightness, and hope.
比如，力量、光明跟盼望。
Contentment and satisfaction, peace and rest.
知足、满足、平安，还有安息。
As we often hear brothers and sisters, may say, "My inner man is strong, and I have inner peace."
那我们经常听到有弟兄姐妹说，我里面的人是刚强的，我里面有平安。
That tells you that this person is in life and the resurrection.
这就告诉我们，这个人是在生命里面，是在这个复活里面的。
Because I realize the consequence of living in the flesh or according to the flesh, I and my wife has a practice at home.
那因为认识到如果是活在肉体里面的话，是什么样的光景，我就开始与我的妻子有这样的操练。
Yeah, exercise, good. And that is to encourage each other to meditate on and memorize the scriptures.
就是我们彼此鼓励。来默想，而且来背诵神的话。
The goal is to set our mind on the Spirit.
那这个目的呢，就是让我们的心，心思可以放在属灵的事里面。
During the time of working out in the gym or driving on the road or give thanks before the meal time, before the meal.
不管我们一同去锻炼的时候，或者在开车的时候，甚至在卸饭的时候。
These are the good opportunity.To memorize and recite God's word.
这些都是很好的机会，让我们可以来背诵，讲出神的话语。
By asking each other about the verse memorized, it did save us. We did experience the salvation of our mind.
当我们这样彼此来提问，彼此来背诵神话的时候，确实可以来体验这样的救恩。
You know, that is the salvation of our soul happening to us daily, every moment, and it is worthy of our lifelong practices.
这就是我们魂的救恩，每天每时每刻都可以经历，这是我们一生的一个操练。
One day, this resurrecting powerwill even give life to our mortal body as stated in Romans 8:11.
总有一天这样的操练会带领我们，在罗马书第八章讲到，让我们的身体，这个 肉身的身体都可以得赎。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to our mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
那叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，也必那叫耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Also in Philippians 3:21, it tells us that.
而且在腓立比书三章二十一节也这样告诉我们。
When our Lord returns, He will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to His mighty power.
也讲到当主耶稣回来那一刻，他会以自己的大能将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
This will happen at the moment when our Lord returns.
这件事情是发生在主回来的那一刻。
This is the redemption and the salvation of our body.
这就是我们身体的救赎跟救恩。
What a complete salvation! What a glorious hope!
这是何等的一个救恩，也是何等荣耀的盼望。
Now let's look at the second point.
让我们来看看第二点。
The power that seated him in the heavenly places.
就是让他坐在天上的那个能力。
This is according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20, the second part.
这就是以弗所书第一章二十节的后半部分。
This power not only raised Christ from the dead, it also seated him at the Father's right hand in the heavenly places.
这个大能不光是让耶稣可以从死里复活，而且是让他在天上坐在父的右边。
He not only resurrected, but also ascended to the third heaven.
他不光是复活，而且升到第三重天。
That is the highest place in the universe where the throne of God is.
这是在宇宙之中最高的地方，也是神宝座设立的地方。
Imagine the amount of power is needed to send astronauts into the space. How much more the power is needed to seat Christ in the heavenly places?
让我们想象一下。那把一个太空人送到太空需要何等大的力量？那现在我们讲的是让耶稣在天上坐在神的右边。
Not only is his position above all, but his power is also surpassing all.
不光他的地位是超过所有，而且这个能力也是超过所有的。
In Ephesians 1:21, it says, "Far above all principality." And the power, and the might, and the dominion, and every name that is named.
在以弗所书一章二十一节讲到，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的。
Including the authority over the spiritual heavenly angels and over the earthly human power.
不光超过那些在灵里面的天使们。有权柄的天使，而且超过在这地上的一切。
You know the reason why he was given, he may be given the name which is above all names, is that he was obedient to God's will.
那为什么他可以得着这个超乎万名之上的名呢？是因为他顺服父神。
To the point of death, even the death of the cross.
他是顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
That is why.Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 says, Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
所以我们可以看到以弗所书第二章第九节这样写，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Furthermore, because Christ has accomplished God's complete salvation on the cross,And destroyed Satan, who had the power of death.
再更进一步，不光主耶稣在十字架上已经打败了仇敌，
完成了父的旨意，成就了那个完全的救恩。
成就了完全的救恩。
Amen.
Amen.
God seated him. That means make him sit.To his right hand in the heavenly places. Because he accomplished, so God seated him.
所以是因为他所成就的，神就把他摆在自己的右边，是那天上的地位。
To sit means to rest and enjoy the fruit of the of his work of hard labor.
坐在那里就表明他在享受安息，也享受他劳苦所成就的功效。
Today for us is the same. If we have the like mind as Christ,
今天对我们也是一样。如果我们以基督的心为心的话
，to be obedient to God's will and His sovereign arrangement,
就是顺服神的旨意，而且服在他的主权下面。
We may likewise Christ, we may likewise enjoy Christ's victory and superiority in rest.
那我们就可以体验与基督一样的那样的在属灵里面的安息。
There is no need for us to fight for, because everything has been accomplished.
而且我们不需要征战，因为这场仗已经打胜了。
But only for us to be obedient to Him.To let His power work in us, and we will experience His surpassing victory.
但我们必须要存心顺服，这样才可以经历他的能力，这个超过一切的大能大力。
Therefore, Paul proclaimed in 2 Corinthians 12:9.
所以在哥林多后书的一章十二章第九节那里这么讲。
I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ.May rest upon me.
那里讲到，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
I like the expression "rest upon me" here.
不像刚才所提到的，就是这个安息临到我。
Christ has won the victory. No more work is needed from me. We only need to let His power rest upon us. How wonderful it is!
所以不需要再征战，因为基督已经得胜，已经在安息里面。我们只需要让这个安息临到我们就可以。
Let me give you an example.
让我给大家一个例子。
There's a sister, she is strong-willed, and oftentimes things go her way at home.
有一个姐妹呢，她是非常的刚硬。
不是刚硬，是 strong-willed.
Strong-willed.
她
的意志非常的强。
And things
at home. 而且在家里面呢，很多事情是照着他所想的发生。
For a period of time, the husband did not have a job.
有一段的时间呢，她的丈夫失业了。
After many efforts and attempts,
借着很多的努
力，finally he got an offer in another state.
最终这个丈夫在外州找到一个工作的机会。
But because of the unwillingness of the wife to leave the Texas, so they decided to turn down the offer.
但是因为这个妻子不想离开德州，所以他们就回绝了这个工作的机会。
Later on, our sister became softened before the Lord.
但在这个之后，这姐妹在神面前心就软下来。
She denied herself and was willing to be obedient to her husband to follow him wherever the Lord led.
这时候她就舍己顺服自己的丈夫，愿意跟随神要带他们去的地方。
You know what's happened? Soon after she became obedient before the Lord opened the way.
你知道什么发生了吗？刚刚当她在神面前顺服之后，神就为他们开了路。
And gave her husband a good job here in Houston and a few more offers elsewhere.
就给她丈夫在休斯顿有一个很好的工作机会，甚至把一些外州的机会也在同时给了他们。
And he happily took the first one which came to him.
那这个丈夫当然很欢欣的就接受了第一个工作的机会。
These couple experienced the rest and overcoming power in Christ through being humble and obedient.
所以这对夫妻就经历了安息，还有这个得胜的能力，就借着在神面前的顺服。
The third point.
第三点。
The power that put all things under his feet, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22a.
就借着在以弗所书第一章二十二节的前半部分讲到，使万有伏在他的脚下。
Christ was not only seated in the heavenly places far above all things, God also put all things under his feet.
不光基督已经被神放就是让他坐在自己的右边超过一切，而且神还使万有伏在他的脚下。
To be above everything, far above everything is one thing, but to put all things under someone's feet is something different.
超乎万有是一件事，但是让万有伏在他脚下又是另外一件事。
For a king may sit on a high throne, but not everyone will necessarily be submissive to him.
虽然一个国王已经坐在他的宝座上，但不代表所有的人都伏在他的脚下。
Christ not only above all, but also God put all things under his feet. You know, it takes great power to do so.
所以知道吗？基督坐在那超乎万有的地位上面之后，但是还需要神让万有伏在他脚下，这个能力也是一个大能。
As in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, it says,
就像腓立比书二章的十到十一节讲到，
Every knee shall bow of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
那里面讲到，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
We all know that it takes tremendous power and might to subdue people to bow their knees and confess with their tongues.
我们都知道，让所有的人口里承认，而且屈膝，伏在这个大能下面是非常难的。
How much more power it must take to put all things under Christ's feet.
这是何等的能力，就是让万有可以伏在基督的脚下。
The reason why Christ received such position and a power was that he was willing to humble himself to stand on the position of a man, not the Son of God, to deal with the enemy.
那为什么基督可以有得着这样的能力？是因为他愿意伏在神的脚下，成为一个人。
He took the position as a man, a little bit lower than the angel, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
他是取了一个奴仆的形象，成为人的样子，这样他就自己卑微，成为比天使微小一点。
To die on the cross,
而且
yeah, in man's point of view, it seems like the enemy triumphed.
而且死在十字架上，在这件事上来看，似乎仇敌得胜了，不是吗？
But unexpectedly, Christ, through death, destroyed him who had the power of death. That is the devil, the head of the enemies.
但是耶稣却借着死来败坏那个掌死权的，这就是神的能力。
Also in Colossians 2:15 it says, Having disarmed the principalities and the powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it, which is the cross.
而且在哥罗西书二章十五节这么讲，既将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
The cross was a symbol of shame, yet it became the tool to defeat the enemy.
这个十字架是一个屈辱的标志，但现在却成为打败撒旦的工具。
Therefore, in Psalms 8, verse 5 to 8, says, You have crowned him with glory and honor, and you have put all things under his feet.
所以在诗篇的八章第五到第八节那里讲到，你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Christ not only win a victory, he won the victory.
不光基督他得胜了，在这个征战里面，而且是在那个征战里面得胜，
唯一的得胜， the victory.
那是唯一的得胜。
Therefore, the enemy and avengers are put to silence and have nothing to say.
所以让仇敌和报仇的都闭口无言。
If we can see this power that put all things under the feet of Christ, we will not be intimidated by the enemy or by any circumstances.
如果我们可以看到这个让万有伏在他脚下的能力，那我们就不会被任何的环境或者难处而吓倒。
And they have been, because they have been put under the feet of Christ.
因为所有的一切已经伏在基督的脚下。
As his body, the church, we can also experience the victory in head has been won.
而且
the head has won.
作为教会，我们可以一起来经历教会的头已经得到的这个得胜。
As long as we believe and claim the victory, that it is a fact has indeed happened.
只要我们相信并且来宣扬，那这就是一个事实。
Although we are weak, we are feeble and insignificant, yet our mouth is very crucial.
虽然我们这么的软弱，这么的无关紧要，但是我们的口却非常的要紧。
Do not dwell upon our worm-like weakness and inability, but fix our eyes upon God's power and Christ's victory.
所以不要因着我们这个作为虫一样的软弱定睛在这些上面，而我们要看的是基督神他的能力。
Proclaim the word of praise and blessing in faith.
就是在信心里面来颂扬他的能力。
You know, Matthew 21:16 says, Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise.
在马太福音21:16讲到，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美。
Also in Psalms 8:2 says, Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength.
而且在诗篇第八章第二节说，是从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
This tells us that when we praise, he ordained strength out of our mouth.
这里面讲到，如果我们选择赞美的话，那他就要在我们的口中，借着我们的口来建立能力。
That he may silence the enemy and the avenger. Praise the Lord.
所以他可以使仇敌和报仇的都闭口无言，我们要赞美神。
Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen, 我们要赞美神。
Here are two examples.
这里面有两个例子。
David defeating Goliath was a good one.
大卫打败了哥利亚，这是一个非常好的例子。
David did not look at himself.Rather, he told Goliath the giant.
大卫并没有看自己，但是他却这样来告诉哥利亚。
You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. 1 Samuel 17:45.
在撒母耳记上17:45这里讲到，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟。我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
For the battle is of the Lord.
这个
17:47:47.
在17:47后面讲到征战是属于耶和华的。
战争的胜败在于耶和华。Amen.
Amen.
Because of David's heavenly perspective, he saw the power of God.
因为大卫有这个属天的眼光，他可以看到神的能力。
As a result, God put the giant under his feet.
那作为一个结果，神就让这个巨人伏在大卫的脚下。
He stood over the Philistine, killed him, cut off his head with the giant's own sword.
所以他就脚踩在非利士人的头上，用他为非利士人的刀砍下他的头。
And the army of Israel won the battle mightily.
这个时候，以色列的军队就大大的得胜。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
When Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan,
当摩西差遣十二个探子去窥探迦南地的时候
，Only Caleb and Joshua didn't look at themselves and see themselves as grasshoppers and the armies as giants. They did not give a bad report.According to Numbers 13:32,
在民数记13:32，我们看到只有约书亚跟加勒两个人，他们没有像其他人一样觉得自己是一个蚱蜢，反而他们
或者看
他们没有把这个恶信报给以色列人。
对 ，Their eyes were upon the Lord. they spoke to the congregation in faith.
所以他们的眼目是在神上面，就把这个信心里面的信息给了以色列民。
If the Lord delights in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us.
那里讲到，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地。
Do not rebel nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread.
但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物。
As a result, these two are the only ones of that generation enter into the promised land.
所以作为一个结果，只有这两个人是在他们那一代人之中可以进入迦南美地。
May the Lord open our eyes of our heart to know and see this.
所以愿意神打开我们的眼，打开我们的心，也可以看见。
That the power that had put all things under the feet of Christ is toward us who believe today.
这个让万有伏在他脚下的能力，今天也是为着我们的。
That we may partake and experience His victory.
所以我们也可以来经历进入他的得胜。
How? Let us exercise in speaking the word of praise in faith.
那怎样来操练呢？就是在信心里面来用我们的口来讲出赞美的话。
Instead of the word of murmuring, discouragement, or negative words.
啊，不要讲那些抱怨的，那些消极的话。
That God may ordain strength among His children, that He may silence the enemy and the avenger.
所以神就要让他的能力在他的子民中间，让仇敌和报仇的都哑口无言。
Now let's look at the fourth point.
现在我们来看看第四点。
The power that gave Him to be head of all things.
就是那个能力使他为教会做万有之首。
According Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, the second part.
这就是在以弗所书第一章二十二节的后半部分。
Yeah, Ephesians 1:22b, it says, and gave him to be head over all things.
在以弗所书一章二十二节后面讲到，使他为教会做万有之首。
Christ to be the head over all things was a gift given by God.
基督做万有之首，原来是神给的一个礼物。
By that exceedingly great power, the headship over all things was given to Christ.
借着那超过万有的能力，神让基督成为万有之首。
I am impressed.That the position and the status of Christ's headship over all things is a gift given by God.
那我非常的惊奇，就是基督他所得着的，他的这些地位原来是作为一个礼物赐给我们的。
Not acquired by robbery or by fighting.
不是借着强夺而来的。
The worldly way of gaining position is by striving, election campaigns,Feasts, weapons, and might.
在这个世上，如果你要得着任何资财的话，靠的是你的努力、你的拳头，还有你的所有的能力、智慧、方法。
But on the contrary, the pattern of Christ in Philippians 2, verse 6 to 8 is.
但是在相反的一面，我们看到以弗所书的第二章，腓立比书第二章第六节那里讲到
，emptying, humbling himself.Being obedient even to death.
那里面讲到虚己，讲到自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
And then the following verse 9 says, Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above all names.
在后面的腓立比书第二章第九节讲，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
The genuine and authentic power is from God, and to whomever He gives.
这个真实 He gives it. 这个真实的能力是神赐给那些信他的人。
It is not by robbery. God is the source of power and possession.
不是借着我们去强夺的，是神把这样的资财跟地位赐给我们。
We ought to follow after Christ's pattern, to be subject to God's sovereignty, and let Him make things beautifully happen.
所以我们应该来跟随这样的榜样，就是让神的主权来做主，而这后面就会有美丽的一个见证。
In Old Testament, Joseph was also a good example.
在旧约里面，约瑟也是一个很美好的榜样。
He is the worst wrongfully treated person.
他是一个被误解或者说被陷害最严重的一个人。
In his young age, he was sold to Egypt by his brother due to jealousy.
那在他年少的时候，因着他哥哥们的嫉妒，就把他卖到埃及做奴隶。
In his master Potiphar's house, he was put in jail due to the false accusation by his master's wife.
在他的主人波提乏的家里面，因着波提乏的妻子这样的陷害他，他就被投在监狱里。
He helped the cupbearer to interpret his dream favorably in the jail, but the cupbearer totally forgot him when he got out.
当他在监狱里面为这个酒政来解梦的时候，是一个好的结果，但是酒政出了监，却把他完全的忘掉。
Joseph has all the reason to complain of being wrongfully treated.
所以约瑟他有所有的理由可以来抗争他所被陷害的这些事。
But listen, yet he faithfully subject himself under God's sovereign hand.
但是那里却讲到他服在神大能的手下。
He dare not sin against God, but was always a God-fearing man.
他就不敢来得罪神，因着他的敬畏。
God was always with Joseph, and made him prosperous in all things he did.
那神就与他同在，他所做的凡事都顺利。
We too should not be afraid of difficulties and being mistreated by others, but only fear God and fear losing His presence.
所以我们也是一样，当面对难处，面对别人的误解，甚至陷害的时候，也是这样，让我们来敬畏神。敬畏就是怕失去神的这个同在。
Even the jail will become heaven when God is with us.
如果神与我们同在的话，就算是在监狱里面，那也是天堂。
When God's time is due, through the two dreams that Pharaoh's had, they hastily took Joseph out of jail.
当神的时间到的时候，借着法老的两个梦，马上约瑟就被从监里提出来。
After he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, he was immediately promoted to be the prime minister to rule over the whole land of Egypt.
当他为法老解了这两个梦之后，马上他就被放在这个宰相的位置来管理全地。
It was God who gave Joseph to be the head over the land.
所以是神让约瑟可以来掌管全地。成为那个守卫的。
Position and authority was given to Joseph by God through Pharaoh.
所有的资源、权柄都是神借着法老赐给他的。
Now conclusion.
现在是个结论。
Today, the power that worked in Christ, the fourfold power.
今天这个在基督里面运行的能力，这四重的能力。
The power that raised Christ from the dead,
就是那让基督从死里复活的能力。
The power that seated him in the heavenly places,
就是让他在天上坐在自己右边的能力。
The power that put all things under the feet of Christ,
就是那将万有伏在他脚下的能力。
And the power to give Christ to be head over all things is to the church.
也是那为教会做万有之首的能力，这个能力今天给了教会。
All these four kind of powers are toward the church.
这四重的能力都是为着教会。
Which is his body.
就是他的身体。
all the riches and abundance Christ has attained is being transmitted toward the church, his body.
所有基督他已经得着的丰盛跟能力今天都给了教会。
Therefore, Christ is not an organization. Christ is an organism, his body.
所以基督并不是一个组织而是一个有机体。
Consist of all the believers.
啊，这个教会的组成是每一个信主的人。
For the manifestation and the activity of the head.
是为着彰显，也为着来行这个头的行为。
Through believing into His Word, we draw His riches and abundance, and we enjoy His provision.
如果我们可以借着信的话，就可以从他的丰盛里面来支取。
So that he may transfuse all his power, supplying to those who believe and to the church.
所以他的大能大力可以向着那信的人来显现，也为着教会。
Christ is too immense, and he is too great.
知道吗？基督他真的是太广大，他太伟大。
He is so great to the extent that he fills all and is in all.
他是如此的伟大，到了一个地步，他是在一切之内，而且是充满一切的。
Such a great Christ needs the church to be his fullness for his complete expression.
这样伟大的一个基督，只有借着教会全体，才能把他的丰盛来彰显。
And that is according to chapter 1, verse 23 of Ephesians.
这就是以弗所书一章二十三节所讲到的。
As what the head is, so is the body.
头如何，他的身体也如何。
As was the working of this power, of his power, which he worked in Christ Jesus, that exact the same power is working today in the church, that is his body.
那在基督身上所运行的大能大力，今天也在信他的人身上，也在教会里面运行。
Not only is the power toward the corporate body,But it's also to every individual member of the body.
不光是向着这个团体的身体，也向着这个身体里面的每一个肢体。
Through our constant turning back to Him,
借着我们不断的回转到他面前
，being united with Christ as the head of the body,
与基督啊教会的头来联合
，in everything submitting under His headship.
在每件事上都向着他的主权，向着他的手，向着他的地位，这个为首的地位来降服。
Regarding him as our Lord and consulting everything with him.
称他为我们的主，而且凡事向他求问。
We draw from the unsearchable riches through believing in him.
这样我们就借着信来支取他那测不透的丰盛。
And let the richesOf His glory be manifested in us.
愿意他这丰盛的荣耀借着我们来彰显。
In every area of our life.
在我们生命里的每一个部分。
Family, workplace, school, and the church.
家庭、工作、学习，还有在教会里面。
May the praise and the glory be to Him.
愿意赞美跟荣耀都归给他。
Let's bow our head.
让我们低头。
Dear Lord, thank you for your great love towards sinners like us.
亲爱的主啊，感谢你向着我这样的罪人有这样的恩典。
That you willingly humbled yourself.And came into this world.
你存心顺服来到这个世界。
You were obedient to the Father's will to the point of death and even to die on the cross for my sin.
你自己卑微存心顺服顺服神的旨意以至于死且死在十字架上是为我这样的罪人。
Praise the Lord, the deathCould not hold you.
赞美神，因为死不能拘禁你。
Through His exceeding great power, Father raised you from the dead.
借着这超乎万有的能力，父已经将你 举起超乎所有。
And seated you at his right hand in the heavenly places.
而且让你坐在天上自己的右边。
And he put all things under your feet and gave you to be head over all things.
而且让万有伏在你的脚下，让你成为万有之首。
Lord, we thank you that today this fourfold power is also toward your church.
感谢你主，因为今天这四重的能力都是为着教会。
Including people like us who believe in you.
而且向着我们这些信你的人。
When we turn back to you, we can experience this same power working in us.
当我们转向你的时候，就可以经历这同样的能力。
That we may break through the death.Overcome the enemy.
所以我们也可以越过死亡，得胜，向着仇敌。
By the power of your resurrecting and overcoming life.
借着你这从死里复活得胜的生命。
To live a victorious life on earth.
也在这地上活一个得胜的生活。
To become the manifestation of your glory on earth.
成为你在这个地上荣耀的彰显。
We thank and praise you.For this great and glorious purpose in us.
我们感谢你，为着你向我们这伟大的、这荣耀的旨意。
May all the glory and the praise be to you.
愿所有的荣耀赞美都归给你。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。